the acting Premier of New South Wales. I think we've got him on the line, John Barilaro. Acting Premier, good morning and thank you for your time.
Good morning, Alan.
What more do you know about all of this? And I'm sure you want to make a comment about the courage of many people who saved us from perhaps an even worse fate.
Yeah, look, I definitely want to start with that, Alan. I think the events of yesterday forever will leave a scar on the history of our city, the individuals, the families, the lives that will forever be changed. But, you know, I think it should be noted that in all that mayhem, terror and fear, new heroes emerged in our city. And I'm referring to those citizens, those bystanders, even the emergency service personnel who put their own well-being, their own lives at risk to contain what was a very serious situation to protect their fellow citizens. And this morning, I just want to say thank you on behalf of all Australians, because what they showed was incredible bravery and one that we should all acknowledge, because all of us talk about what you would do in a situation like that. Instinct kicks in, adrenaline kicks in, but yesterday we saw some incredible scenes about what ordinary Australians did to protect their fellow man. So
yes,
I do want to acknowledge that.
Quiet. They put themselves in danger to avoid others having to confront danger. John Barilaro, I guess one of the thoughts I had is that we must be grateful for our gun laws, because access to guns isn't readily available to the extent that it is in other parts of the world, and one can only, well, you can't even begin to imagine what might have happened if it had been a gun rather than a knife.
Yeah, look, absolutely. And we've seen what's happened across the globe, especially in the US in recent times around, again, some massacres, especially with guns. And I know that, you know, at the time, Prime Minister John Howard copped a lot of flak with the gun laws in this nation, but I tell you what, our nation has been a safer place for it, where I believe there's been a balance in relation for those that need guns, in relation to farming or agriculture or even for sport, and the accessibility of guns in the public. So I think we should be very, very thankful for that, because yesterday could have been a very different situation if the knife was replaced with a gun.
Absolutely. And the final thing, I thought the police got it really right. Gavin Wood was outstanding yesterday in charge of Day Street. Detective Superintendent Gavin Wood, when he said the one message to all of us is today, get on with your life. You know, we are a safe city. We've got a wonderful police force. Our service men and women do a terrific job. Our intelligence is good. This is an aberrant act by one particular person who's obviously got certain mental instabilities. We shouldn't be living our life in fear. Let's get on today and enjoy the wonderful country that we're part of.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to echo those particular words. I also want to acknowledge Commissioner Mick Fuller and his team, New South Wales Police, and the way they've managed it all. And over the next couple of days, of course, as you rightly touched on this morning, there will be many more questions that need answering. The government, all our agencies, will be working with the New South Wales Police, with the Commissioner, to get to the bottom of how this all happened, the lead up to yesterday, not just the events of yesterday, exactly what has occurred with this young man, and be able to be absolutely transparent with the public about the events of yesterday.
Good on you. Good to talk to you, and thank you for your time.
Not a problem. Thank you, Alan.
There he is, the acting Premier of New South Wales, John Barilaro.